Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
This is such a cool church. It really is. And I just want to mention, we've been to a lot of churches, and never before have we seen the kind of attention to detail and the people who show up ahead of time, like for weeks ahead of time, but especially yesterday. And I just don't know if you know how much care, and Alan and Annie and Jack and Sheila, oh my God. It's just, so anyway, congratulations. Woohoo! Good job. So we want to teach you the chorus to this first song that we're doing. We thought it might be nice to just do a centering one first instead of a woo. We'll do a couple woos later. So this is how the chorus goes.
Peace is all I know. Peace is all I know. In this moment I am whole. Peace is all. Peace is all I know. Peace is all I know. In this moment I am whole. Peace is all I know.
Beautiful. All right, we'll see you on the choruses.
Bring me back to center. Bring me back to flow. Now my soul surrenders. Peace is all I know. Bring me back to center.
Peace is all.
Good job.
Yeah.
Thank you. Is that a wow or what?
Wow.
Everybody say wow.
Wow.
Let us acknowledge Stowe Daly and Karen Taylor Good. So let me tell you a little bit about these amazing women. And I'm sorry, I'm trying not to have my back to so many people. Okay, that's better. Right. Stowe Daly is a singer-songwriter and best-selling author. Her album, Angel Chants, became the soundtrack for the TLC channel's Angel Stories. Yes. She co-wrote the song Long Time Coming for the group Shenandoah. She has co-authored five books. The newest of which will be on sale in our community room and is called Flying High. Stowe Daly. Karen Taylor Good is a Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter whose many radio hits were performed by the likes of Patti Lovelace, Al Jarreau, I know somebody said, oh, Al Jarreau, and Melissa Manchester. Yeah. She co-wrote albums and soundtracks with Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson, and Al Green. We told you this was the wild bunch, didn't we? Many of her songs are used as flagship songs for many national organizations, such as Child Help USA, the National Hospice USA, a foundation, and my favorite, Radical Forgiveness Institute. They have a phenomenal service in store for you. I'm so happy that you will get to experience so much from these amazing women. Together, these women are known as Stowe Good, and they are so good.
Thank you.
We need to take you with us.
No, that's not happening.
So, we would actually like to start with a couple of meditation songs, but first, we just want to tell you a little bit about the first one that you'll hear. So, we live in Nashville, and a little while back, we had a call from Unity of Atlanta, and they said, could you please come down and do the message and music, and do the this song and that song, and oh, and would you do the Lord's Prayer? And then they said, and oh, you can do any version you want.
Mm. You never say that to two songwriters.
We took it as a little bit of a challenge, and we looked up the Hebrew and the Aramaic translations, and what we found were some beautiful words, mm-hmm. and we chose what spoke to us, and we call our song Kingdom of Heaven. So if you're comfortable for this song, you may feel free to close your eyes and take a deep breath and just use it as a meditation.
Comes, who fills all heaven and earth.
Meditation song. We're calling in the whales here.
So there are so many different religions, so many different forms of prayer. And the one thing that they all have in common is the tendency to pray out to God.
Our sweet friend Jim Rosemurgy, in his book, The Prayer That God Prays, invites us to look at prayer in a completely different way.
My life is a prayer that God is
breathe that in.
Oh, and open your eyes when you're ready.
Hello.
Wow. So, I have been here a few times, we think, in my prehistoric period. Oh, ha, ha. Thank you.
We just make this stuff up.
Yeah. But since I was here last, I had quite a momentous birthday, which I'd like to tell you about. It was a really, really big one 5 years ago. And it was a shocking one. And this is why. I was doing fine until I picked up a People magazine. And I saw this feature that I have seen many times before, but I never really saw it. It says, looking good at every age. And then it shows you the row of 20-somethings looking good. And there's the row of 30-somethings looking good. And the row of 40-somethings and 50-somethings looking good. And then it stops. Hello. So I had barely gotten over that. A couple days later, I'm at the hairdresser. I pick up a different magazine. There's a different article. Taking care of your skin at every age. And it tells you how to take care of your 20-year-old skin and your 30-year-old skin and your 40-year-old skin and your 50-year-old skin, and then it stops. And I said, oh my God, I have disappeared. Then I started beating myself up for the gift the universe seems to have brought me each of those 5 years since that birthday, which seems to be the gift of about 2 pounds per year that no amount of body pump or water aerobics seems to have any effect on. Can I get an amen from those of you who have reached that? Thank you. Thank you. So there I am beating myself up, but we hang out with our sweet friend Karen Drucker. She's one of our dearest friends. And she said, we need to write an affirmation song that will remind you and all of us of the truth. So, here it comes, and we want to send it out with a great deal of love to all of us, especially any of you who may be doubting your worth, based on anything, but especially based on anything as ridiculous as a number on a birth certificate or a scale. Will you please stop that? I'm working on it, because here's the truth. And there's a part for us all to sing it. I am a gift, no matter what age, no matter how I look, no matter what I weigh. I am a gift, and I promise every day, when I look in the mirror, I'll say, I am a gift. That's what we're going to sing together.
Only for a while, so I make this vow, and I say,
God, you're a beautiful audience. It's nice to be here with you. We heard a quote last year from a fellow by the name of Dr. Oz, and he said something that we've heard before. But he said that the body is the temple of our soul, and so we had to write a song about it because we're songwriters. So we got some pretty temples here today. We want to stand up and shake them. Lord, I've changed my ways, 'cause heaven knows. Everybody,
my body is the temple of my soul. Oh, my body is the temple of my soul. I know I can't abuse it, 'cause I don't wanna lose it. My body is the temple of my soul.
It's all connected, body, mind, and spirit.
Oh, good God. You mean no jumbo baby Ruth?
No. My body is the temple of my soul. Oh, my body is the temple of my soul. I know I can't abuse it, 'cause I don't want to lose it. My body is the temple of my soul.
Vessel, holy and special.
To harness its powers, I'll get my 8 hours. Less emails
and texts,
more dancing
and sex.
In all things moderate,
less smart,
more vacations, more veggies and fruit
for this body suit.
But most of all, please
remember to breathe.
Have seen me a few times, but I know, I'm pretty sure that most of you have not met Stowe. So, first of all, ladies, is it not the best thing in the world to have a best girlfriend?
Yes.
Oh, yes. It has really, this is the sister I always wanted. I actually have a sister, but she doesn't like me very much. This sister really likes me.
Yes, I do.
Yes. But there's a couple things that I want to tell you about my sister Stowe that you're not going to believe, actually. The first thing is that up until about 3.5 years ago, this amazingly talented woman was not sharing her gifts with the world. She's going to tell you why. But the other thing that you're not going to believe is that about 5 years ago, this already thin woman, it's a good thing I adore her, she weighed 40 pounds less.
and had been recommended for hospice care. She came this close to checking out of this world with her stage 3 cancer. And as you can see now, she is a walking, talking, guitar playing miracle.
Thank you. Well, I will tell you the reason that I wasn't sharing my gifts for so many years. And that's because for much of my life, I allowed fear to sabotage my dreams. I was afraid that my voice or my songs or my guitar playing or any list of other things weren't good enough. And most of all, I think I was afraid that I wouldn't be loved for who I am. But I learned the hard way that fear is toxic to our bodies. And my body took all that fear that I put in it and said, if you're not going to live your life, you're going to lose it. And it took me 2 years of having cancer and coming this close to the edge of death before I finally got this message. Fear doesn't stop you from dying. It stops you from living. So when I finished this song, I was pretty sure it was going to be played at my funeral. Can you imagine how happy I am to be able to play it for you here today? Live.
Live.
Sitting in the back seat of my car, strumming on my old guitar, singing songs with my back a year ago, it was almost the end. I still feel the echoes of the day I got the news. When it dawned, I had everything to lose. The prayers of strangers and love. Day I walk this world, it's all a gift to me. Cause I got a second chance to laugh and love, to sing and dance, and though I know precious gift, a second chance.
That's my friend. So we spend a lot of time in the writer's room at my house, alternately laughing hysterically. My husband Dennis will poke his head in and say, "Stop that cackling." He says it lovingly. He adores her. Calls her his second wife. But we also talk a lot about heavy stuff and our life journeys. And I believe I can say that you think it's your journey through cancer that's been your biggest teacher so far, right?
Yes.
And for me, absolutely, it was the journey I made with my mama, my sweet, amazing mama, through the last 8 years of her life. So let me just tell you a little bit about my mama. First of all, she was a Leo. Who else? Come on, let's see. Who else in the room is a Leo? Yeah. You know how you guys are. And she was that. She also belonged to Mensa, the Society for Genius IQ People. She was very, very smart and very, very proud of her smarts. She was an artist. She made beautiful paintings and jewelry. She ended up legally blind from macular degeneration and living in a dementia care unit. And I want to tell you that in spite of 30-plus years of these beautiful unity teachings, I went to some very dark places. Even though I knew for a fact that everything happens for a reason and that there is perfection in everything, I went to some deep, dark holes and railed at God and said, "What is this? This is so mean and so unfair." The good news is I didn't stay there long because I said, "Okay, these teachings have been proven to me over and over again. So if there is perfection in this, you got to show it to me." And I got the answer through the writing of this song. I've never been more grateful to be a songwriter. Mm-hmm. So we would like to send this out to any of you who have been on this journey with a parent, with a partner, a loved one, a friend, are going through it currently or have it in your future. We hope this brings some comfort. This is the woman who had all the answers, the one I would lean on for comfort. Strength. She's never forgotten one grandchild's birthday. Now she can't remember my name. And it makes me so angry. I shake my fist and cry out to the Heavenly One. Why would you play such a cold hearted trick? I thought you to love, and the answer came down from above. She's gonna fly when her time here is through. First she'll have to let go of some things she can't use, 'cause people places, memories and faces are just way too heavy, it seems, to carry on angels' wings. This is the woman who saw things so clearly. Crumb on the floor. She saw through a white lie, saw me through love's eyes. She hardly can see anymore. And it makes me so sad, and it just isn't fair. Why should so much be taken away? But when I cry out for all that she's lost,
or she'll have to let go of some things she can't use. 'Cause people and places, memories and faces are just way too heavy, it seems, to carry.
Going through a difficult time with one of your parents now, if you have become the parent and they the child, if they are not who they were, and you find yourself confused, stressed, and angry, I understand. I know this is not easy, and it's all right, and it's perfect. Breathe, cry, go to a ridiculous movie, take a walk, find a support group. Consume moderate amounts of chocolate. And take good care of yourself. My heart is with you. Asked Stowe to share just a few pages from her book with you. They're my favorite pages. They will show you immediately her amazing, precious heart and soul and her journey as well. So is it almost story time, Stowe?
Yes, it is. So on my journey through cancer, I did what most folks do when they find out they have some kind of, well, something terrible wrong with them. I put a lot of focus on my body. But along the way, I found that there was something in me besides my body that needed healing, and that was my spirit. So I found this wonderful healer down in St. Augustine, Florida, and this is an excerpt from a conversation that we had. Do you love yourself, Stowe? I mean, really love yourself? Yes, I answered too quickly. She studies me. Over the last few months, I've learned that Marilyn is one of those special people who has not only the gift of healing, what some call laying on of hands, but she also has the ability to see beyond the surface, perhaps what's called the gift of knowledge. In other words, she intuitively knows what people are thinking. When I look in her eyes, she smiles, and I have the feeling she is on to me. You know, she says, right now you look just like your daughter, Grace. Thanks, that's quite a compliment. Yes, she's a special little girl. Again, Marilyn studies me. She leans in closer. You've told me about your past, though, how your mother died when you were young, and how your father put you and your brother into foster care. And I know you were abused emotionally and sexually. I can only imagine that throughout all of that, you must have felt abandoned, unloved. Yes, my voice is barely a whisper. And perhaps as a child, you thought that if the world didn't love you, if your family didn't love you, maybe you didn't deserve to be loved. My jaw tightens and I lower my eyes. The room suddenly feels hot. Am I right? I nod slowly. Okay, Stowe, I want you to do something for me. Close your eyes and imagine a few of the bad things that happened to you as a child. Can you do that? Yes? All right. Now I want you to imagine those things happening to Grace. Oh, I cry out suddenly, no! Tears sting my eyes. This is an unbearable thought. Marilyn reaches out to me, placing her hand on mine. Okay, now I want you to see yourself as you see grace, to picture the beautiful child that you are. Love her like you love Grace.
So if you're comfortable, we'd like to ask you to close your eyes one last time. And to imagine, if you can, the voice of God.
Child of mine, my beloved one, darling daughter, special son, you have never been alone. In my heart, you're always home. I'm not sure you understand.
Open your eyes if you had them closed. Thank you.
Anyway, if you didn't get the message from the last song, we want you to know that you are loved.
This is a great song for you to sing to your inner child to remind it how loved it is. So, yeah, stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Our
love.
It goes a lot like this.
You are loved, all is well. Your creator thinks you're swell. How does it make you feel? Let me hear you yell. You are loved, all is well.
Ooh, yeah. Why don't you tell them about it, Karen?
Find the joy in living. It's not supposed to hurt. Ask and it is given. Yeah, that's the way it works. Get yourself a big old dream. Be open to receive. Gravitate, appreciate. You're right where you need to be. Whoa-oh, you are loved. All is well. Your creator thinks you're swell. How does it make you feel? Let me hear you, yeah. You are loved. All is well.
I think you better tell him some more.
I'll be delighted. Don't take yourself so serious. This is how it's done. Be easy about all of this. Life's meant for having fun. Raise up your vibration. Tune into your heart. Know what you want. Act nonchalant. Remember who you are. Oh, you are love. All is well. Your creator thinks you're swell. How's it make you feel? Let me hear you.
White women's rap.
Ow! What would you do
if you're new?
It's impossible for you to fail.
Who would you be?
Can you see?
Take a step.
Come on, blaze a brand new trail.
You bring about what you think about.
Yeah, you bring about what you think about.
What's your hurry?
What's your worry?
Why are you thinking that you're all alone?
Cause you're not. So stop, take a breath. Realize what you've always known. You bring about what you think about.
Yeah, you bring about what you think about.
Think about.
You bring about what you think about.
So think about this. You are loved. All is well. Your creator thinks you're swell. How's it make you feel? Let me hear you.
Conclusion that the kingdom of heaven is here.
And because you are a unique and special gift to this world, your life is a prayer that God is praying.
So please don't let fear stop you from living all of your second chances.
And remember that there is perfection in every part of our beautiful, messy lives, maybe especially when we can't see it.
And we know you can feel it. You are adored beyond measure.
And
so it is.
Thank you.